Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, President of the American Family Association.
Welcome back, everybody, to Today's Issues on American Family Radio. Tim, Wesley, Fred, now Steve Paisley-Jordahl joins us. Good morning, Brother Steve.
Hey, everybody.
So I got $21 in my pocket, and I don't know why. That's a country song, isn't it?
Somewhere, yeah.
I don't know why I have this. Anyway, I guess it's better to have $21 than to not.
I suppose.
That's the way I look at life.
Unless you were supposed to spend
I don't know. I don't know if my wife Allison gave it to me for a particular reason.
That's what I'm thinking.
Which I didn't
make note of.
Yeah, that's not good.
Huh? Don't you listen to me?
Oh.
That's a very specific
Steve, you sound like you've been there, done that.
Been there, done that.
Okay. And husbands everywhere, raise their hands. Yeah. Been there, done that. So anyway. All right, so joining us right now, we're going to get an update on the Truth for Youth Bible campaign that we're holding this week. And joining us to do this, wanted to check in with Tim Todd in West Monroe, Louisiana, at the headquarters of Revival Fires International Ministries. And Tim and his team there spearhead this, and we help promote it. And together we get thousands and thousands of Bibles out each time this year, because this is back to school time. For a lot of people, the first, second week in August. Tim, you there?
Yes, I am, Tim. Good to hear from you.
So you made it back home safe and sound?
Yes, sure did. And phones are ringing and seeing great, great results.
Okay. So for those who don't know, most people do know if they listen to American Family Radio, we are giving free Bibles to teenagers across America. You heard me right. There's no strings attached in terms of we're not collecting your email. Nobody's going to call you. We don't have timeshares that we're going to push. Nothing like that. Okay, this is straight up free Bibles. For if you have a teenager and you're a parent or grandparent, but this teenager says that they will give one of these copies of this Bible, these Bibles away, which are the Word of God, to, and they're the New Testament. New Testament, and there's comic strips relating to topics that are relevant to teenagers today, okay, and giving them a biblical answer. But it's the New Testament, and we are giving those away free if your young person will commit to giving it to somebody who does, another kid who doesn't know the Lord. I got that straight, Tim?
That is correct, and we have got a goal this year, Tim, of 65,000, and as of yesterday evening, we were at 9,780, so
right.
We are off to a great,
all right,
great results for the response for the first day.
Okay, so if you're listening to me right now, and you have someone you know, a child or a grandchild, or maybe even somebody you know at church that will give this Bible away to another young person. Many, many, many young people over the years have been born again, given their life to Jesus Christ because they've read one of these Bibles. So we're telling you, you can order right now. I'm going to let Tim give the phone number. And when you get this phone number and you call and order this Bible, or you can order two or three, based on how many children or grandchildren you have, or if you want to order a case of these, they're available for $2 each. Tim gives them at his cost. So you want to order 50 Bibles in a case? They come in 50, Tim?
Yes, 50 okay. Bibles to a case.
Okay, so the boxes have 50 in them. And so, Tim, that's easy to ship out there from West Monroe, Louisiana, to anywhere in the country. So if you want to order, that's $100 for the 50. Tim, give that number away that rings you guys' offices there in West Monroe.
Great. It is 1-800-733-4737, 800-733-4737, or they can order online at TF tfy.org. tfy.org.
That's short for Truth For You. So tfy.org. We want to hopefully go over 10,000 before noon today. Bibles and yes. onward to that 65,000 goal, which would be a record for us. Now, together, Revival Fires and American Family Association, American Family Radio, over the last 25 years, Tim?
Yes, this is the 26th year.
All right, how many Bibles total have we been able to distribute in that time period?
Way over 1 million, and we've received decision cards from more than 30,000 young people that have given their life to the Lord.
After reading that Bible?
Yes.
Wow. Praise God. And yeah, the ripple effect. Go ahead.
Yeah, those graphic novels have got the plan of salvation in each one of them.
Yeah.
And so they read those comics and respond, and just tremendous response.
The National Truth For Youth Bible Week right here on American Family Radio. All right, Tim, take care, my friend. We appreciate you being on with us, and maybe we'll visit with you tomorrow.
Yes, appreciate your partnership, Tim, and thankful for everything God is doing through this project.
Amen. Thank you. That's Tim Todd joining us from West Monroe, Louisiana, where his ministry is based out of. It's called Revival Fires International. Steve, what do you got?
Can I tell my favorite Tim Todd story?
Go.
The weekend that they shut everything down because of COVID, Tim Todd, of course, makes his living going around and speaking at different venues, and every one of his speeches
he's a traveling evangelist.
Every one of his evangelistic meetings got canceled. So he goes down and he buys a handful of $10 gas cards and goes down to the gas station and decides he's going to go ahead and he'll give you $10 worth of gas if you let me share the gospel with you.
Wow.
Evangelism's going to evangelize.
That brother has reached, so many people with the message of Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Amen.
So we just praise God for Tim Todd and his ministry.
Uh-huh. Anthony Fauci's back on the Hill today. We didn't know about this. It's a surprise thing. But
we beat him up pretty good last hour.
Yeah, I know. Well, I just plan on dive into a live hearing to see if he's changed his tactic at all. I'm not sure if he has. Channel 18, I think, is where he's at.
Amendments in the Constitution of the United States of America. I can only choose one. I plead the fifth. I plead the fifth. Five. One, two, three, four, fifth. Anything you say, fifth. Go ahead, ask me a question.
Did you?
Fifth.
Yeah, he hasn't, apparently. He's still pleading the fifth.
Oh, wow. Did you get that? Where'd you find that?
That's funny.
That was Dave Chappelle.
Okay.
But that was unrelated. Was he talking about Anthony Fauci, or was he
that was just a skit. Skit from his, he was playing a drug dealer in Congress.
Oh, I got you.
That's well played.
Okay,
you definitely surprised us on that
one.
All right. In Spokane, Washington, authorities have arrested a 37-year-old man that they suspect of starting at least three devastating wildfires that are burning around in the south part of the state. Spokane is the second largest city in the state of Washington. And they have arrested 37-year-old Aaron Farinacci. And they have booked him on suspicion of arson, its connection with one of the fires, the Old Trails fire, being held on $1 million bond. The fires combined so far, 700 structures destroyed, 67,000 people have had to evacuate.
Fred, did you see this story? What do you think?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, this is just one of the three fires out there.
In the state of Washington?
In the state of Washington, the eastern side of the state of Washington. If you go to afn.net, I put up a video of some of the devastation out there. It's just heartbreaking. Some people are being allowed to go back to where the fires were. And when they arrive, all they see is the chimney of their house. That's it. And fires do not discriminate. The elderly have lost their homes. And some young families, they've lost their homes. The only bright spark coming out of this, pardon the use of spark, is that no one has died yet. There's no report of anybody losing their lives. They evacuated. The officials did a really good job getting in, warning people, fire's on the way, we're getting you out right now. But I think it was at one point 65,000 people were evacuated from there. But 700 structures destroyed. So that's houses. And what a lot of people forget, many times it's businesses also. So you might lose your home, and you also might lose the place where you work.
What about hospitals and nursing homes and things like that?
Part of the structures many times. So, yeah, this is horrible, what's going
now,
on.
Why is it that you guys have lived out west? Why is it we don't experience wildfires to this extent in the southern part of the United States, well, even in the Midwest,
right.
They don't. Is that because there's lack of rainfall?
Well, that's part of it. There's the weather is conducive to it. There's a lot of drought oftentimes. But more, there is just a lot of air of ground. There's a lot of open area with fields with grasses and trees and forests.
And far away, just and far away from the closest fire station.
Right. A lot of stuff to burn.
Yeah.
And
what a lot
so
of
there's
people,
so much open space.
Yeah.
Yeah. What a lot of people don't realize, because they hear about Seattle weather, for
right.
instance, they get a lot of rain.
Right.
But the thing is, the air off the Pacific Ocean picks up moisture. The storms dump most of the moisture on the western side of the mountains. So when those systems get on the eastern side, they're dry. They don't get the rain. You almost have sometimes desert conditions on the eastern side. So you get to this time of the year, it's very dry. It doesn't take much to start a lightning storm. Can start a fire.
Yeah, because the storms will keep the lightning strike.
Well, and also like you guys are talking about here, and Wesley, what you're pointing out too is out west, there are vast expanses of land that they don't have fire departments out in the middle of Wyoming or Idaho or eastern Washington or Oregon, you know, not a lot. Now they have firefighters who come in to put out wildfires, and those and oftentimes brought in from other parts of the country when they have a major fire. But I'm just saying that whereas a lot of places, let's say east of the Mississippi, for example, are more densely populated and wetter, right? That would explain. But this massive wildfire in Spokane, Washington, is devastating for those people out there because, as you say, it's the second largest city in the state behind Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
And you say 65,000 people were displaced?
67,000 have had to evacuate, according to the AP.
Where do you put 67,000 people, though? I mean, good night. You know what I'm saying?
Well, mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, not that they all go to the same place, but even if you go within 100 miles to find that many hotel rooms or families to stay with, and then not knowing what happens to your house, you get back and your house is not there anymore.
Yeah. We have been assigning Steve over the last couple of years covering these stories. And what we try to do is get a hold of a pastor at a church where his congregation. The story we did a couple of weeks ago, Steve, was down in southern Colorado, wasn't it?
It is. It's in Beulah, Colorado. I've got a story running today, in fact.
Yes.
And the pastor there we talked to, 60% of his congregation lost homes.
Where?
In Beulah, Colorado. It was the Aspen Acres fire. And
let me ask you this. You lived in Colorado for how many years?
15.
Okay. Did you ever have to evacuate because of a fire?
I never did. But I tell you what I did. One of the most chilling things I've ever had to do. Focus on the Family has a, there's a upstairs right off of Dr. Dobson's office. There's a balcony. You can look out. And it looks out over the Air Force Academy and the stadium.
Right.
But it also has mountains that come right down. You can see into the city. And the one year that Mountain Shadows fire burned down, you could see the fire coming down the hill and advancing on the city.
Really?
You could just watch it, and you knew there was nothing to get in its way. And it came, and it got, and it took hundreds of homes out of the Mountain Shadows neighborhood.
Wow, and they were helpless to stop it, basically.
But you can't do anything.
I guess the winds don't help either.
No,
huh?
No. And fires, if they get big enough, can create their own weather systems.
Yes.
I've actually seen a tornado that was caused by a fire.
You seen it with your
yes,
own?
Yes, yeah. Okay. It was at the top of the Pikes Peak Range, the Rocky Mountains, and this was a fire that was set by a park ranger, as it happens. And it's clear as day. It's a tornado. You could see right through to the light on the other side. Just devastating. Yeah.
All right, you're listening to Today's Issues on American Family Radio. Tim, Wesley, Fred, and Steve, you're listening to American Family Radio. Thanks for joining us. Go ahead, Steve.
Clay Travis, who is the founder of OutKick, he's a journalist, a sports journalist, and he is deciding he wants to challenge, you know, we've been talking a little bit about the WNBA, and Sophie Cunningham of the Indiana Fever, who is speaking out and saying that men do not belong in women's sports. And, of course, the WNBA is nothing if not woke. And so there's a big battle going on there. And so OutKick founder Clay Travis has decided to ask these ladies to put their money where their mouth is. And so he has an important announcement. He tweeted out on X, or X'd out. He says, I am upping my offer. $10 million for a head-to-head basketball game between the defending WNBA champion Las Vegas Aces and a boys' high school state title team of my choice. If the Aces beat my team, I will give them $10 million. And I bet you they don't take him up on it.
That's a lot of money, though.
Yeah.
So what would be the what's the counter if they lose? Who gets
the what's the downside of doing that? $10 million.
I'll
tell you what, if I'm the Las Vegas Aces, I take that.
Yeah,
because if you lose,
you're just embarrassed.
Or you just say we got beat by a bunch of dudes.
Yeah, according to Ian Miller of Fox News, he writes, obviously the Aces will not respond. Any WNBA team will not respond. The league will not respond because they know their answer. But their dedication to left-wing politics demands that they pretend otherwise. They are so committed to the Democrat Party and the Party of Science.
What's his name?
Clay Travis.
Clay Travis. Scott, I've seen him. He's a... on Fox News some and so forth. He's making a point which is a great point, and that is these people who are proponents of transgendered people, that is men, boys, being allowed to play against girls and act like there's no advantage. He's saying, oh, well, put your money where your mouth is then, and let's play girls versus boys, and I'll give you the advantage by letting you have a pro girls basketball team play a...
your world champions.
Play a boys high school team that he assembles, and let's see who wins, which everybody knows what will happen there. So quit saying that there's no difference between boys and girls if you're not going to take me up on this bet. That's basically what he's saying.
I think it's a very interesting challenge.
I do too.
Wouldn't it be something if the boys team for this event, hey, I feel like a girl today. You got to let me play.
That's going to happen one day, as I've been predicting. I mentioned this yesterday. This is all the people that are promoting trans being allowed to play girls' sports are only doing it in theory because they're in reality. This is what Clay Travis is pointing out. In reality, if you were to have let's say a male tennis. You know what I would do if I didn't have any moral values, okay? And I didn't care about what people thought about me. And I was the number 25 male tennis player in the world. I would strongly consider putting on a dress, okay, or a skirt. And just say, listen, I am declaring that I identify as a woman. And I'm going to start playing women's professional tennis. Okay, I think you could make a mint that way. Again, if you had no morals and no values and you didn't care what people thought, I'm not for this. I'm just saying if you thought, I want money. Okay, I can go in and dominate the women's professional tennis circuit. Everybody will love me. I'll get commercials by companies. Why? Because
you're winning.
I'm transgendered.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And if you don't like me, you're a transphobe.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Right?
Uh-huh.
I wonder, Steve, Fred, and Wesley, when that... I'm going to say that's going to happen sometime. Somebody's going to have dollar signs and say, you know what? I can't cut it on the men's circuit, but I can beat the girls. So I'm going to go over there and do this. I want to be on the cover of magazines.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to get awards for bravery. and Bud Light's going to pay me.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to make a mint off this deal. And so somebody's going to do that. Okay, well, here's my overall point about this. At that point, then these people who say they don't have a problem with transgendered playing girl sports, then they're going to have to say, well, I'm for him
mm-hmm.
or I'm against him. And that's when they're going to be stuck because the obvious unfairness of it will become plain for the world to see. And then they would Serena Williams
mm-hmm.
or others would have to say, as Martina Navratilova, the tennis legend mm-hmm. from the 70s and 80s has said, this is completely and totally unfair.
Mm-hmm.
But the people that are...
Well, Venus Williams said the same thing.
Huh?
Venus Williams said the same thing.
She said that would be completely and totally unfair?
Absolutely. She'd lose...
Well, good for her.
A heartbeat.
On that issue, she's very conservative.
Good. Yeah. Venus or Serena or both?
I'm sorry.
One of the two.
I think it may have been Serena. It's whichever one's
well,
better.
Well, Serena, I don't know that she came out on the trans issue, but she has said that she would be beaten by, like, a top 100... The best women's player in the world, she said, if I had to compete against a guy, I would lose.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
A guy who's in the top 100 mm-hmm. in the world.
Yeah, of course.
All right. So anyway, you're listening to today's issues on American Family Radio. There, yes.
But if you remember back, the example was Leah Thomas.
Oh, yeah. The guy said he was a girl who wanted to swim against the girls.
That's right. Yep.
And he won, and then he got...
You know, and another point to be made that it's clearly an advantage is that you never see it done the other way. You never see a woman say that I want to become a man and right. then also play men's sports.
Right, right.
By the
yeah,
way,
that's true.
I want to thank you, Tim, for a mental image I'm not going to be able to get out of my
how's
mind
that?
Now.
How's that?
You in a dress.
Oh, yeah. You know, I didn't even do one of those all-male... beauty pageants back
right.
in the day.
Can we end here?
Do you remember these things?
Yeah. Can we end here? There is a new women's professional baseball league. It has four teams, the New York Heights, the Boston Hunters, the Los Angeles Queens, and the San Francisco Fireballs. And they had an opening game, and they had the national anthem was sung. I just want to let you hear. I had to listen to it, so now you do too. This is Martha Reeves, cut 19.
Oh, say does this star-spangled
That's Martha Reeves, who used to sing with Martha and the Vandellas.
Really? Well,
wow. Yeah.
Bless her. She's seen her better days.
She's got a new album coming out, she says.
Uh-huh.
Seriously, after 22 years, she's releasing an album.
Hey, well, at least they're playing the national anthem, right?
Yeah.
Yes. That's one way of looking at it.
Uh-huh. Are you crying?
There's no crying in baseball.
All right. We'll be back tomorrow with more of... another edition of Today's Issues right here on AFR. We hope you have a wonderful rest of your Tuesday afternoon. Truth for Youth Bible Week going on here. What's the telephone number, Wesley?
1-800-733-4737. 1-800-733-4737.
See you tomorrow, everybody.